Good morning and welcome to Midlands Matters. My name is Tony Cliburn. Today we're going to talk about Carolina Sunshine for Children. We have two guests, Ron Asbill, who is as close to the founder as you could be without being the founder. Right. We're going to hear that story in a moment. And Stephanie Gibson, who is the vice chair. Who's the chair?
Ron Asbill is the chair.
That guy. She's pointing
at that guy.
All right. Let's go to the founding, Carolina Sunshine. When did it begin? 83, 82?
1983 is when it was begun. And it was begun out of a love for children, out of a Sotoma club. And they wanted to do something special for children. And they knew there was this very special need for wishes. And that's how it was founded in 1983.
I seem now to have a slight recall of that story, but it's been so long. I haven't seen Ron in like 20 years. Where have you been? Have you retired from the real estate business?
I'm totally retired now.
Have they thrown you out?
They have thrown me to the wind. And
now,
I am now working for Carolina Sunshine for Children with all my heart.
That's great for the kids. Do you like kids?
I love kids. I have grandkids. I have five grandchildren. And children are our foundation, are our world, are our life. And when we forget that, we're really in trouble. And these kids that we do wishes for are very, very special children. And their whole families are very special because it's a whole experience that we bring to them. So, yes, I love children.
Stephanie, do you like kids?
I love kids.
Really?
They're the best.
Can you prove it?
I'm a pediatrician.
Ah. I'm not a doctor. I'm a disc jockey. But I do kind of sort of like kids. But I've made a point of telling them I don't like kids. And they all know that's not true. Why can they see through me? Just shaking your head.
I have no idea.
Could it be the smile and the candy?
Yes.
You know, maybe. Let's talk about how you got into this, Ron. You didn't waltz into this. You came in with your eyes wide open.
I did. I was trying to do some volunteer work, and I was trying to be the jack of all trades, if you'll say. And when you're the jack of all trades, you're the master of nothing. So I was volunteering at the hospital and the old folks' home, and I had a friend that was on this board, and I ran into him one day at the airport, and he was putting a child on an airplane. It gets me a little goosebumps when I talk about it. He was putting a child on a plane to go to Disney World, and I asked him what this was about. He explained to me what Carolina Sunshine for Children was. I said, I got to be on that board. I got to do that. And so I came on the board, and I loved it so much, what we were doing and the wishes we were fulfilling for the children. I said, I want to be in management. I've always been at the top of the leadership curve, and I decided I want to be it. So you got in the line to be chair. You were second chair, first chair, and then chairman. Well, when I got in line, the guy ahead of me died. And the one ahead of him got transferred out of the country. And all of a sudden, I was the chair.
and it sounds like you engineered that, knowing the track record, which is impressive.
And it's amazing since then. And so we decided to do things a little differently when I took the helm. And we've grown from there. We have grown. I remember the days we had no money at all to do anything with. Now we don't turn down wishes. We fulfill every wish that we get that qualifies.
Stephanie, what kind of pressure is that to look through all of these wishes and then have to make a decision? Because you're a pediatrician, so you know when a child is ill versus critically ill.
That's exactly right. And we actually just recently revised all of our wish criteria. And there are quite a bit of diagnoses that you might be surprised of qualify a child for a wish. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that's a terminal diagnosis. It can be something that just requires, frequent hospitalizations or multiple treatments throughout their life. Something that's a chronic long-term issue can qualify a child for a wish. And we actually have a wish fulfillment committee as part of Carolina Sunshine that reviews those wish criteria and each application that comes in to make sure they do qualify. And most kids do. Most of the wishes we get do qualify.
Ron spent so much time during his working life putting working life aside so he could take care of these kids. You're a pediatrician in a busy children's hospital. Mm-hmm. How do you make time?
I just make time. It's important. It's like Ron was saying, there's so many wonderful things about kids and being able to help them out and their families out during such a difficult time. It's definitely worth it. I'm happy to do it. It's not work for me. It's something fun that I get to do on the side.
You get to see the kids off. You get to tell them that their wish is granted. Which is more fun?
I like telling them their wishes granted. A lot of times right now, because their families may be driving to Disney or flying elsewhere, I might not get to see them off. But I love going to tell them the wish has been granted. We recently had Princess Ariel deliver the wish to one of our wish children, and that was a lot of fun to see.
You know that's good news when Princess Ariel shows up on
your
doorstep, however that happens.
In.
What's really interesting, Stephanie likes telling the children their wishes will be granted. I love fulfilling the wishes, and that's one of the criteria to be on our board. We have a very, very unique board, and one of the criteria is that you must fulfill. We have no paid staff. Nobody. We're all volunteers, and all the money we raise, all the net proceeds go to our children, every dime. I just recently did a wish with, we have about six or seven doctors on our board, and one of the doctors and I were doing a wish at shopping spree wish. We do other things other than just Disney's, a shopping spree. This little child was 8 or 9 years old and was frightened when we first met. I reached down to shake his hand, and he went ballistic. He was had some mentally delayed problems. And the mother took him in the bathroom, and 20 minutes later she comes out, and we do this whole wish, and we bought him toys, and we bought him clothes, and he never spoke a word. But I can't say this one, I don't think, without crying. We helped him to the car, and this little boy, who had been so standoffish and so away from everything, ran over and put his arms around me and started hugging me. I started crying. I cry every time I tell the story, because it's true, and that's what it's about for me, to fulfill these wishes, because you're actually, that fulfillment makes, that hug said everything to me. There's money couldn't buy that hug, and that's the part that I like. So there are different parts to this thing.
Rod Aspill and Stephanie Gibson are here from Carolina Sunshine for Children. This guy over here, he's a tremendous philanthropist. Mm-hmm. And when I met him 20 years ago, friend of friend kind of thing, he said, oh, we're doing this little thing. Can you help us out? I have to tell you, I've done the heads or tails a million times. You've never gotten credit for it, but I stole it completely from Ron. I was just on fire that night. It never would have happened if I hadn't met this guy. So I've been able to introduce that to other nonprofits who've used it to raise money for whatever they're doing. And if you don't know about the heads or tails, I would just suggest call Ron at Carolina Sunshine for Children and have him to explain it to you. Stephanie, the frequent flyers, the kids who are in the hospital often, cystic fibrosis, other diseases, chronic illnesses, they count their days by how many days they're in the hospital and sometimes how long the experts say they have to live.
That's true. And a lot of times these wishes that we're able to provide for them set a goal for them. You know, a lot of these kids start to perk up and feel a little bit better because they have that trip or that shopping spree to look forward to. And so I think it helps medically too, to give them motivation in their families as well, a goal to shoot for. You know, if we get through this inpatient stay and we get better and go home, you know, 2 weeks from now we're going to Disney, and that just kind of invigorates the child and the family and gets them motivated, and I think helps them improve medically too.
I know I feel better. How did you fare, Ron, when we were going through pandemic and people really weren't moving around?
We took 18 months that we Zoomed with our whole board. We'd never stopped Zooming. We did a lot of hard work. We changed a lot of programs. We've tried to go in some different directions that'll help us long term, and I think we're succeeding with that. But we never stopped. What Stephanie just said, we never stopped doing wishes ever. We did them different ways. The kid that wanted a shopping spree, we might have done it online rather than in person. There was all kind of things that we had to do a little differently because of the pandemic, but nothing was going to stop us.
How would an online shopping spree work?
Well, it would work with somebody sitting down with the kids, either on a Zoom call or the kid's family sitting down and saying, my child wants a ABC kind of computer with these games and these accessories. And one of the board members would actually handle that wish as we were speaking and have that stuff delivered right to their door. So it never stopped. We couldn't stop. The children are sick. What we offer is not just a gift. It's renewal for that family to reunite. Cutest little boy I ever saw in my life, his family, three kids. They went to Disney World, and when they come back, the whole family is refreshed. It's a bonding. It's a different experience. But we can't stop. We have to go forward. So we didn't.
Stephanie, you must lose a few children here or there. You keep track of that, mm-hmm. I'm sure, as a pediatrician. Any reflections on the children you lose?
Yeah, it's rough. Ron can probably speak to this because we had a very fantastic wish that we did, I think, this past year
right.
for a child who ended up passing. And I couldn't imagine what that's like for the family, but I'm sure that that wish is able to provide them with so many memories to just kind of fall back on when they get sad or start thinking about their child who's no longer with them. But, Ron, I'd love for you to tell this story because it's such a sweet.
You're talking about the race car? We had a young man. He was 17, and the child was terminal. And by the way, we have six or seven doctors on the board, and they make these they take these diagnoses from the other doctors and say, yes, this is life threatening, and we will grant this wish. This child wanted to go to NASCAR. He wanted to go 200 miles an hour in a car, which scares me.
That to me sounds life threatening.
Yeah, exactly. So we took the child up to Charlotte to the Speedway. He had his personal driver. They treated us like kings and queens. I mean, we really had a wonderful experience all day long. He got to go 175 or 80 miles an hour, which just, when you spin your head, you said, in 14 seconds, he'll be back around the lap again. They'll be back around. This child did pass, but the families have those memories, and that's what they have to hang on to. They have those good times, not the bad. And it was a very, very touching wish, and everybody was very appreciative. And this mother was as strong as anybody I'd ever seen. I've got children and grandchildren, and can't imagine losing a child. That would be the ultimate horror for me. So I understand how these parents feel, but we do add some real value to this life while they're here.
Dr. Stephanie, when I first met Ron, way back whenever that was, I had this, because of the way it was described, I had this image in my head of Ron doing an event or going with the child on a shopping spree, going to Disney, whatever he was doing, and then he would go back home to this den with this big wooden desk with all these papers on it and sticky notes, and he would decide, what am I going to do next? And he would just sort of plot through it and then got it, and then out he goes and does it again. Knowing that there's a never-ending list of wishes to be filled, even in a relatively small community like Columbia.
We've always been statewide. Like other national organizations, we're just statewide. We just take care of the children for the state of South Carolina.
But we're very good for Florida, you're telling me. They love you at Disney.
They love
us. Disney is a really special wish because Give Kids the World is a place that houses all the wishes for all the wish organizations across the United States. So it's a very special place.
How's the organization changed in the last decade? You're always making changes. So since 83, I imagine it changed like all of us, fashions and everything in the 90s and 2000s and 2010.
Well, I think the main way that it's changed, when I was forced into the chairmanship.
Yes, I see.
When I was forced to be there.
Yeah.
That night, it happened to be at the ex-president's home. We were having a December meeting, a Christmas party. And when I took over, we had one wish to do, and it was for a four-wheeler. 17-year-old kid that was critical or terminal, and we had no money, and which was scary. So we passed the hat and said, everybody put in a little bit till we get enough money to do this wish. And I agreed to take on the organization as far as management if we would operate like a business. And since then, we've managed to keep six figures liquid in the bank. We don't turn down wishes. But fundraising is a very critical part of being able to do what we do. If we can't raise funds, we can't grant wishes because nothing's cheap anymore.
You have a giant board, though. You have like 30 people on your
board.
We've
got 28, right? I think, on it right now. But everybody, you can't expect the board to support these kind of wishes. Average wish is about $500 to $7,500 for one wish. And we send a kid to the national playoff. Cost us $30,000 one time. I mean, we do what the child absolutely wants as long as it's the child's wish. Not the family's wish, the child's wish. So, but we have to raise funds on a daily basis. That's a part of what's so hard, and we've had to change the way we operate in order to accommodate development and growth.
That's part of the success.
Absolutely.
So what happens to some of these kids, Ron?
Well, I think Stephanie can speak better to that. I think some of them go in. I know back in 83, and Stephanie can vouch for this or not. I can't really tell you this. But the statistics basically say that when a child back that far ago was diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, whatever Stephanie and the doctors say that is, 80% of them died or passed. I mean, there was no cure. Today, 80% of them go forward and live and have a prosperous life. So it shows you how far medicine has come. But there's still 3,000 or 4,000 kids a year just in the state of South Carolina that are diagnosed with these life-threatening illnesses. And it's not going to go away overnight. Stephanie could talk to that, but I don't think it'll ever go away. So I think there'll always be a need, and we have to fulfill that niche.
Are you close to any of the children who received a wish?
Some we are. Some we are. Some of the families remain pretty private, and some decide to help us and let us use, for instance, a publicity shot of them at Disney World on a shopping spree, which helps us raise more money. We have a black tie gala once a year. We're working on other events, but it's all about raising that money where we can grant those wishes. And it's a business. It's a job, but it's our hearts. People like Stephanie, I could ask Stephanie to jump over the moon in the next 15 minutes, and she'd do it.
She'd
figure out a way to do that.
Are you sure she went to medical school? Yeah, she will find a way to do that.
Absolutely. And that's the way most of our board members are. Their heart is in it. It's one thing to sign a check. It's another thing to go with that child and have him hug you. I mean, I cried for 2 days after that. I mean, it's just, you can't explain that to anybody. And every one of our board members, we're very, very diverse. We have doctors. We have lawyers. We have everybody, a complete mixture. But they all have their hearts in it, and that's what makes it really wonderful.
Some of our board members are actually parents of former wish children.
Oh, yeah.
And so they've decided to effectively pay it forward.
Absolutely.
And be a board member now to help grant wishes for other kids, and that's really special,
that
too.
That is something. How did you become acquainted, Stephanie Gibson, with Carolina Sunshine?
Yeah, so I was in residency here, and I was working with Christy Rollins, who was then and still is a board member, and so really learned about Carolina Sunshine through her. I went to a couple of galas during residency, and then when I finished residency and realized I was staying in South Carolina to practice, I wanted an outlet. I wanted a way to stay involved in the community and help out, and so a spot became available on the board, and Christy nominated me, and so I've been here since, I think, 2016 is when I started as a board member.
But you'd already said yes, because you showed up.
I showed up.
And that is important.
Yes.
What do you think the kids get out of it besides the immediate joy?
I think being able to control a little bit of their hectic lives is really important. So much of what they're going through is just out of their control, you know, when they have to go to the hospital, what medicines or procedures they have to have. And so being able to sit there and decide what they want to do is just amazing. And it's so neat. And as Ron said, it's the child's wish. It helps the families. The families benefit too. But the child gets to sit down and think about what they want to do and what's important to them. And during this time in their life, a lot of times they don't get that opportunity.
We're basically at October 2022. So what's coming up? End of the year and first of 2023?
Yeah, so we are actually going to start rolling in gala prep. We have an annual Wishing Well Gala every year that is going to take place at the beginning of March. And so that actually starts, we'll probably start playing that at the next board
Absolutely.
Member meeting, just because it's such a major event. And then we're actually looking forward to even this time next year, maybe having a second fundraiser event, a smaller one, but maybe something a little more family friendly to get more people in the community aware of us and involved.
Dr. Stephanie Gibson, Ron Aspiller here from Carolina Sunshine for Children. It is not easy to put on an event. Anybody who's been on the PTA knows that.
No.
Everybody has an opinion. Not everybody wants to help. It's not everyone's bailiwick to do that. Yeah,
right.
Some people are better at moving stuff. Just tell me where you want the furniture. I'll move the furniture. But the planning is completely different. How can the public help you? Somebody's listening right now and they are already leaning toward what you're doing and maybe didn't know you exist.
Yeah. So I think one of the biggest things is if you have a child who has medical needs or work in a capacity in a hospital or a clinic setting, and you have a child that is a patient there that you know could benefit from a wish, to definitely make that referral. I think that would be my first thing to say. And then if you're interested in getting involved on our board or learning more about us, you can definitely reach out to either of us. We also have a website, carolinasunshine.org, and so you can reach out there. We have lots of information about our events and how to get in touch with us. And then if you have interest in having a fantastic time and hanging out with some pretty awesome people in March at the Alumni Center, that's when our where our gala is going to take place. And I believe it's the first Saturday in March.
Correct.
That it's taking place. And so we'd love to have you join us there.
Nice digs and easy parking, easy in,
Absolutely.
Easy out, which
valet.
Is great. Valet. That's great if you're one of the people who says my knees hurt and I want to be near the door. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get in. Mm-hmm. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I'd like to add one thing that Stephanie was talking about, what the children get out of this. I'm much more of a romantic, and I think the children see the board members that grant those wishes. I think they see and feel just the pure love that's gone into this. I really think it makes, subconsciously, I think it makes a huge difference. Stephanie can kind of answer this question because she was a wish recipient when she was young. So I think the love.
You know, I tried to get that out of him 8 minutes ago, and he just rolled around to it. I tried three times if you roll back the tape. But yes, Stephanie skipped over that as well.
Yes.
But she was a wish recipient.
Right.
I was not from Carolina Sunshine, but from a different organization. And I went to Disney when I was 3, and that was a lot of fun.
You remember that as a 3-year-old?
No, I don't. But my parents remember it, and it was so helpful for them. And it was helpful for me. And, of course, I enjoyed myself, and the pictures are amazing. And but it stuck with my family for so long afterwards, and they still talk about that trip to the state, if you can believe it, you know. 30 plus years later. So it made that much of an impact on them and kind of gave them a break from all the craziness of hospital life. And
I won't ask you about the illness, but was that an impetus for you to go into medicine?
It was. So I had cancer when I was little. I had a Wilms tumor, which is a kidney cancer. And so with that, I was around a lot of doctors for a long portion of my childhood. And it definitely was a reason why I wanted to go into medicine to, I guess, pay it forward. And also, I find it interesting. So it did play a role for sure.
It's the love.
Ron and I were talking before you walked in because we had a couple of seconds.
Sure.
And he was gushing about Stephanie, but here's what he said. I don't know why she needs me here this morning to talk, because everything we're going to talk about, she knows. But I said, Ron, I think it's important that you are here, because you're the beginning of the arc that brought this from the service club into the public realm, public consciousness, and where we are today in 2022. Mm-hmm. That's many a year.
Yeah, I totally
agree.
At this
point.
It's a few.
And he has the same glint in his eye that he did when I met him. He was spastic that particular night because it was a gala and there were things to be done and people always were asking him questions, even though the planning had gone into it. You know how events
sure,
are.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know. They want to make sure they get it right. But that was a great night, I remember. I remember that as being a very good night for Carolina Sunshine. Do you have individual philanthropists who approach you and say, you know what, we just fell into a bunch of money or some good fortune?
We do. Once in a while, we 3 galas ago, myself and one of the doctors on the board were talking to one of the lead sponsors, and I told him, I said, you know, I really, one of my goals is to grow this organization to have arms in Greenville and in Charleston. We're statewide operational already. But I wanted to do that, and we got into the conversation, and he said, well, what do you need? And I said, well, you know, just quite frankly, I just need money, because it takes seed money, and I can't spend the money that people give me for wishes, because that wouldn't be a good steward of the money. I cannot do that. So I don't know where to get seed money to do that. He said, how much do you need? I said, God, probably need $100,000. He said, you'll have it on Monday morning. Like, the sky opened up, and it fell right into our laps. God took care of us. It was just that simple. And we have been very careful with that seed money. And that seed money is going to grow our organization to the statewide, to have presence in all of the state, not just in name, but actually boards there.
You do make the angels list, because you don't spend any money on administration. You're the secretary?
Well, we have a secretary. Everybody has designated positions.
I'm so glad, because I can't see you as a secretary. But, you know,
you're absolutely right.
Ella Street or anybody in any TV show I've known. So if Perry Mason, secretary,
I love what I do, and Stephanie will tell you. If I could clone Stephanie, I would have 50 of her tomorrow morning. So we're very blessed with our board. Very blessed.
Getting publicity hasn't always been easy.
No.
No.
people don't always want to talk about sick children, I've found over the years.
Very true. Very true.
In and out of Children's Hospital.
It does. Mm-hmm. You go and you do one of these wishes, and everything changes. I mean, that little boy put his arms around me. It was over with for me. I just couldn't handle it. I mean, it was, and this child didn't speak one word.
How many years has this been since that occurred?
Oh, this was last year. This was last year.
Still, that's a pretty good long-lasting hug.
Oh, I would say, yes, absolutely.
Hey, you have grandchildren. Tell us about your five.
Well, they're in all different walks of life. They're school teachers and they're lawyers and they run operating rooms and they do all kind of stuff. Kids are all over the place. They're all happy. They're all productive. And that's what's important in life.
Stephanie, do you have children?
I have fur children, but no human children of my own. Just two
fur
dogs.
Well, you have to go home then. You're the doctor who says, look, I'd love to stay another hour, but I have to go home at least for 10 minutes.
That's true.
Somebody's waiting for me to be fed and let out of the house.
Very true. It's nice I can leave them home all day and no one calls anybody about it, though.
Actual teenagers, you will get a call from the people across the street
sure.
who say, there are cars in your front of your house. Where are you? So it's working out great for you.
Yes.
You have a tempo. Ron has a tempo. What do you see the future of Carolina Sunshine? Stephanie, you're the vice chair. I don't think you're going to be overruled.
No, and I want him to stay chair, too, so he's not allowed to leave like the other chairs did, just so you're aware, and it's official now. I look forward to our expansion, as Ron said. I think that's the next big step. We have been completely renewing our structure here locally as well, getting new, fresh faces on the board, dividing and conquering to achieve, you know, better fundraising and you know, better outreach in the community. And so I think getting all of those ducks in a row is going to help us expand. And I hope to do that so we can reach those children in Greenville and Charleston and they don't have to drive all the way in or we don't have to drive all the way there to meet them. We can just meet them where they are.
Ron?
Yes, I think that's our basic goals right now is to do this. This expansion is very important to me because I think we have the opportunity and now we have the means to do it. But you got to remember one thing. We're an all-volunteer board. And you have to take an all-volunteer board pretty gently down that stream because you get some resistance sometimes. But we have a wonderful board. We have I think we'll get there. I'm sure we'll get there. It's just a timing issue at this point.
CarolinaSunshine.org.
Correct.
Thank you for being here. Ron Aspel, the all-time chair. Nice chair that you're sitting in. And Dr. Stephanie Gibson, the vice chair, perhaps forever.
Perhaps forever.
That's right.
Look, that's buy-in, folks. And that is Midlands Matters for this morning, a production of Midlands Media Group. My name's Tony Clyburn. Make it a great day and a tremendous weekend, and we'll see you soon.